preach one-handed today. Well, over the last few weeks, we've been talking about what we call this app for that. For those of you who may know an iPhone, BlackBerry type of things, you can download applications into your phone, so at the touch of a button, you can get information. You can get things that will enable you to do certain things. And in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and part of 23, we have a section called the fruit of the Spirit, and I've asked you to learn that with me over these few weeks. And so it begins like this, and you can say it with me. We'll go down through kindness today. Galatians 5, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Last week I preached on patience, and I have had several requests to never preach on patience again. Because the only way you learn patience is through trials and tribulations, and some of you have said you have had more than your share this week, and so we will put that to the background for a while. But we've also said that these are attributes in your life, all nine of these, are attributes in your life that come from knowing Jesus Christ as your Savior. And so we said the single most important thing about this series is to be in a connected to the vine, which is Jesus. And when we are connected to the vine, these attributes of His, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, come flowing down to us as evidence or fruit of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, we have access to these applications of our life. Now, today we're going to be talking about kindness. When you think of kindness, what do you think about? You think of you? Kim, is that correct? No, okay. Some of you may think of an older, elderly lady who brings cookies to you on occasion. Some of you may think of someone who, specifically in mind, who shows great patience and kindness to you. And there's many different ways that we can describe the word kindness. But as we have in all of these applications, we're trying to give you a biblical definition, which sometimes is a little bit different from the social and secular definition that we have for these words. And so when we talk about kindness, kindness is a word that comes from the root word kin, K-I-N, and it means family. But kindness is this, and this is a somewhat of a biblical definition. Excuse me. Kindness is caring enough about others that we treat them with graciousness and generosity. Caring enough about others that we treat them with graciousness and generosity. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. And I appreciate you having your Bibles, and I want to ask you to keep them open with me today because we'll be looking at several verses of Scripture on this particular fruit or application of the Spirit. So if you'll turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, and verse 32. This is simply one of the verses that exhorts or challenges us to be kind in our relationship with other people. Excuse me this morning. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other as in Christ God forgave you. Now that's from the NIV version. I recognize that some of you have different versions. But I want us to say that together because it's a short verse and it has some impactful meaning for us. So are you ready? Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other as in Christ God forgave you. Did you catch the implications of that? The reason that we are to be kind to one another is because God has been kind to us. If you were describing our world that we live in today, and I'm talking primarily now about the United States, if we were describing our world that we live in, would you describe it as a kind world? Now, we recognize there are pockets of kindness. There are people who are kind. But as a whole, kindness is not in great evidence. And whenever something is scarce, it is even more powerful when you find it in abundance, which leads us to this observation, that kindness is powerful. Many of you have seen the movie Pay It Forward, And in the movie Pay It Forward, it is an individual who is kind and does good deeds with the understanding that they do this so that the next person will pass it along to the next. I'm going to show you a 2-minute video now, which is kind of the antithesis of that. Kind of looks like my grandson.
Thank you.